For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That was The Wanderer by Sean James off of his album Shadows, his first one back in 2012. This is an episode about artist discovery. We're going to be playing songs off of Sean James' first album, Shadows, through the entirety. Three tracks. You just had the first one. And we're just going to explore it. And you may can guess what song will come next. But now, what I want you to do now is this episode's going to open code. Then we're going to move off into college football. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the Nelson Mandela effect while we're talking about music. Then it'll go back to music. And it ends on a question that I want you to reply to. I want to hear from you. And so you'll hear the question there at the end. And you've probably already seen me post about it if you follow us on social media. So I want to know that album and take a picture of it if you can. But you'll have to listen to the end to hear the question, I suppose. So we need to get started. Welcome you to Porch Talk. Here we go.
I run sideways when I'm on the beach. Give me, what's the spiel? What's the spiel? I said, hi, I'm Jeremy.
Hi.
Oh, I gave off my whole name. Hi, I'm Cobb.
Hi,
I'm Cobb.
Hi there.
And I'm a Cancer. And my horoscope animal is a crab. Why a crab? I looked it up. It says Cancers don't like negative people. With all their negativity, you gonna get that. We happy people. So the crab's like, you know, get on with that. I'm a crab. I got a hard shell. I'm blocking that. I'm blocking it away. Go on with that negativity. Go on there now. Get. So, that's me. I'm 6'3". I'm 205 pounds. I'm a beast. I'm like, if I learn to kick, I might could kick a tempo off. I don't know. I doubt it. But I'm just saying. Hey, anywho.
I'm a scorpion.
A scorpion? Oh, what does that mean? You need to look up your your horoscope animal, man. See if that, like, is you. Because I believe in the crowd.
Do I even have a choice?
No. You need to... I bet you'd be like, yep, that's me. I think they cover all grounds of horoscope and...
What does the scorpion mean?
What does the scorpion mean? You're a Scorpio.
You have a stinger.
Scorpion's pretty dope. Little bug. I don't know, they're rare to see around here. You've seen scorpions around here?
Actually, they are in this house. Not presently, but I remember when I was a child growing up in this home at about, you know, like 9, 10, 11 to about 13, like in the corners of maybe the living room and even this bedroom, that, you know, there would be a scorpion. You know, it's not like what you think about, like when you think about like a desert.
Yeah.
Like a scorpion, like, I don't know, like maybe 8 inches with like a big old 6-inch stinger.
Them big bulky black ones?
Yeah, we're talking about like a brown. Baby brown one.
Yeah.
Like we get here in Bama, you know?
Yeah. Put it on a fish hook. Go fishing.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, scorpions are some, like, ridiculous things. Look, of all my phobias, and I believe that I'm doing my damnedest to get over all of them, but, like, spiders...
You don't dig spiders, man?
I still don't, man.
You need to get in that spider game, son.
I don't know how.
You get a spider tattoo on your right shoulder blade.
Oh.
It'd be sexy.
Yeah,
what's that mean?
Oh, it's spider.
That's mysterious.
Man, but like, for real. 8 eyes, 8 legs, building webs, shooting webs out your asshole. What is going on over here?
Oh, yeah, man. You remember that? The spider web's strong, too, because you know, riding Columbus with you. And I was like, dude, there's one strand of spider web from your antenna to the top of this door frame I've been looking at. It's just riding with 60 miles per hour. Mm. It's strong. This little bug made a strong ass rope.
That's what they are. They're ass ropes. Look, man, look. With my job now, like, there's a lot of times when I'll go to these water meters and I'll pop it open and there'll be nothing but webs.
You see some... black widows.
That's all it is.
Those are spooky. Because you see a black widow and it's immediately it's like, that's a black widow.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about like black widow. I'm talking about like
black widow.
I'm talking about like you know, the biggest part of a black widow is its ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm talking about maybe an ass the size of a nickel.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh,
that thing riding it high.
Mm-hmm.
But these are some big black widows, and I hate that shit. But I also, look, I don't mind snakes. I don't know your stance on snakes, but snakes don't bother me. I've been bit by snakes. I've done all the snake thing. I've caught snakes. I've done everything with snakes. Snakes is not a... But I hate seeing a bullfrog in a water meter box. Because you know what that means?
Snake?
Snakes, especially rattlesnakes, love bullfrogs. That is a... number one prey of theirs. And so, like, when I open it up and I see a bullfrog, I'll be like, okay, I know what's around here.
Holla at your boy, rattlesnakes.
Yeah, I need to get the fuck up out of here.
I ran over a rattlesnake at work on the front end loader like 3 weeks ago. We got this new concrete that used to be just like gravel, like, you know, crappy stuff. Had all kinds of ruts and stuff, making it rough on your boy riding on that front end loader. But I was driving back to the building, and I was like, oh, that's a curvy looking individual right there. I bet that's a snake. Mm. Rode up beside him.
It most certainly is.
About a foot long. He didn't even have no rattle yet, no button or whatever. I don't know. I knew he wouldn't. It was a rattlesnake. I know them snakes, man.
Yeah. Well, a rattlesnake's easy to pick out for one.
Yeah. But, you know, you got some people, that's a Mexican. No, that's a rattlesnake. Look at the pattern. Look at the pattern there. But, sorry, Peter. I backed up. I lined my tire up. And I squashed it. And it chilled there. Squashed for like 4 days until it just became the concrete.
Man, like, this is a huge growth. For me, like, I used to kill the shit out of everything when it came to bugs.
Yeah.
And, or even any kind of animal, for that matter. But, like, even those black widows, as much as I hate spiders, I will screw their web up.
My home! Not my home!
But I won't kill them.
Oh, I killed them.
I don't kill it. And, like, even, like, with...
I'm that way sort of now, too.
My coworker's the same way. Like, if... Like, let's just say, like, if a moth got caught up in my truck, I would catch it and, like, put it outside. Like, I wouldn't kill it. Yeah. I would just, like, go out there where you belong.
Would you kill a horsefly?
Now, that motherfucker's different.
Because I'm in that horsefly game.
I will kill a horsefly.
Look. They got these piles of... Like, you know, we work with sawdust. Well, this sawdust has been, like, rained on and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
It's no good for us. So they just put these piles out back. And they said, Jeremy, every now and then, could you stay over for, like, an hour or two? And, like, get a bucket out of the pile and just spread it out in this field. I was like, I guess. Well, it's cool. You know, it's staying dark till, like, 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But by the time... They wake up with sunrise. They start coming out of that pile. I guess they're just chilling up in there. And, man, I'd be riding around with a bucket of sawdust, and there'd be like 8 of them flying around me.
Yeah.
And aren't they attracted to dark colors?
I don't know what they're attracted to. I don't know, but, like, I remember just being younger and swimming in a pool, and, like, you pop up from being underwater, and they land on you, and they just...
They bite you. That's what I heard. They bite you. They don't sting you.
Get the hell out of you.
They look creepy.
It don't feel good.
They look like the movie Fly.
Yeah, it does look like that.
That's just like, you can imagine riding on a front end loader and it's like 8 just... But I put on like a white jumpsuit thing like I'm going painting.
I don't like them either. You know?
Yeah.
I ain't for that.
I don't kill any of them because they're too quick and I'm trying to do my job.
It's a little hard. It's hard to kill.
I kill one, I gotta kill like what feels like 500.
Yeah. What about this, man? This is like some of the greatest advice that someone's ever given me, and I think it goes universal with whatever you do, is when you are approaching a building or any kind of thing that is taller than you, look up. Now, he's like, what am I looking up toward?
What are you looking for there?
You're looking for a hornet nest or a wasp nest.
Yeah.
That's good advice, man.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
You see that hornet nest? Like 2 months ago, they discovered an old house in Alabama.
No.
That's something going on. It was huge. It's about like your desk right there.
That's a big nest. Yeah. It's ain't no small desk.
Mm-mm. They done set up shop at an old house. Talking about death right there.
Yeah. How you like getting popped by 100 at one time? Hey, welcome to another episode of Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and I got Brother Cobb on here with me tonight. And we drinking that bang!
Bang! It's done drunk. It's the only energy drink that works for me. It's got extra warnings on it. That means it works
extra good.
Yeah, extra good. It says super creatine. I'm not about to go work out, but thank you.
We got some ground to cover. We don't even know what ground we're covering.
Nope. This is off the cusp.
Yeah. But anyway, let's start here for our sports fans. I want to get them caught up on the latest and greatest of how I've been so wrong and how you've been so right. And so let's start this scheme of things in college football real quick like. So I want to start with this. Texas A&M, we were both wrong about them being able to beat Clemson. They got embarrassed.
Yeah.
We're going 2 weeks back.
They didn't get embarrassed. Yeah, 3 weeks back.
I think it's 2.
Yeah, last week was Auburn. 2 weeks back, you're right. They didn't get embarrassed. It's like 24-6 or something. I don't know.
It was embarrassing to me. To believe in what they could do.
By this past weekend, they still look like Clemson was beatable. That's why they play the game, Brother Allen.
Come on, break it down.
Different mashups.
Break it down for me one time.
Different weaknesses and strengths. You play the game for a reason.
Now, last season, now remember this. We had a Trevor Lawrence who come in after the second game, and he got hurt. And this was during Syracuse. They had to put the third-string quarterback in. He struggled through and got the W. And then Trevor Lawrence came back. And by week 7, Clemson looked indestructible. And they were so because they won the national championship. They made Alabama look like a complete fool.
Yeah.
And that's glorious for you, I'm sure.
That wasn't glorious for me. I don't care. My team wasn't in it. So I ain't the type of fan who's like, who got beat? Like, your team was in the Music City Bowl, whatever bowl it was. I think it was Music City.
Yeah.
How many championships does Bama have?
Yeah.
Dang, I just put this sticker on the back of my car window. Now I gotta get another one.
Yeah. It's that kind of thing, and I don't want to be stopped.
Why don't they offer the two championships for Auburn fans?
I don't know.
See, I'm appreciative of those two. I didn't get to live through the first one, but I had a bucket list. I'm like, just let me see one for a day. And I got to see it.
It started coming in at 2009 for me. Like, 92 I was born, but obviously I wasn't, like, old enough
I remember
to
that
register
game.
What was see, going on. Enough. But, like, I remember going back and watching those highlights and seeing that, and it was just monumental. That, like, established me as a Bama fan.
Yeah.
And not only just growing up in Bryant-Denny, but...
Well, it was more Birmingham back then.
It was Legion Field.
Legion, old great lady.
Yeah. But, I mean, check this out. It's like 2009, and since I was a young child, I've always loved Texas. Mm. And Texas would beat Alabama.
Why'd you love Texas?
It was the color.
See, I'm that way with Florida State.
I love that burnt orange, man. And, like, I was a Georgia Tech fan when I was about 7. Just because I like the logo. I think it was the Kennedy thing, man. It was like the jacket thing.
I was thought about that the other day. It's like, if I had to get tattooed, it'd probably be a yellow jacket, a little cartoony yellow jacket.
Yeah.
For Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah, man. And so, man, like, when Texas and Alabama met up in 2009, like, my whole family, we were gathered up watching the game. And I came out wearing, because they was like, oh, what's Alan going to do tonight?
What's he going to wear, man?
What's he going to wear? And I came out wearing my Texas shirt, and I had my Alabama hat on.
What's wrong with this guy?
And it was like 3 minutes into the first quarter, I went back to my room to change, and I just had straight Alabama. And they was like, what happened? I was like, I'm an Alabama fan. Like, I can't deny this. I can't wear Texas. Like, they're my second favorite team. Yeah. I can't deny Bama.
Yeah. Well, I ain't that same way with Florida State, because that happened with me, with Auburn and Florida State. Congrats, Jameis Winston. But God, it won't news. I never wanted Florida State to win that. No bone in my body.
I didn't want it either. Like,
that was a hard loss, dude. It sucks. Like, I would much rather, like, if I was an Alabama fan, I'd much rather lose, like, last year's championship than, like, the one Clemson beat y'all at the, like, couple years before that, where they drove at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an easier loss to get the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah. Dude, like, oh, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
Then be like, oh, come on. Looking at the clock, 58 seconds left. Come on, come on.
Well, we can still do this.
Yeah.
We can pull it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no hope of it. But I want to talk about what's just been going on lately in college football. And, like, mainly is, like, from the last time that we spoke, we talked about starting quarterbacks for Auburn and that I was thinking Joey Gatewood, but you were right when you whispered, Bo Nix. And so, but I would say this, Bo Nix has done a fine job, but I think that Auburn has been getting it done in spite of him.
Dude, it's this cast, man. He needed a cast. And Malson's starting to use his ballers. Anthony Schwartz. Flash. He's using him, and I love it.
I do too, man.
I want a little bit more Eli Stove. He's fast too. He's not Anthony Schwartz. Salute your Schwartz. But Will Hastings, he's got injury problems. That sucks. But he's still going.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. I'm thinking this. I'm thankful that Alabama has a bye week to go into, man. Especially before we really start the meat of our schedule.
Yeah.
Like, where everything starts happening. We're like, October 12th, Bama goes to College Station to play Texas A&M. But I'm not nervous about that. Now, like, at the beginning of the season, I was.
No, I think Auburn set you up for A&M because they almost got beat by Arkansas.
It's exposure, you know? You see it. And, like, I think, like, when we talked the first time, we talked before the season even started, and, like, we were just, like, given our perspectives and our hopes on what we thought before seeing anything. And like, I thought Clemson would just totally walk away with the entire year, but now they look so beatable, it's not even funny.
They ain't gonna lose though.
You know,
they got a doo-doo schedule.
Yeah, but like when they get to those playoffs, I wonder. Like,
I was just saying for the regular season. I mean, I don't know if they lose their conference championship, who would that be? I bet North Carolina's in the same side they are.
Has to be, man. North Carolina, and they're in South Carolina, you know. It would probably come down to someone like Florida State, if I had to guess.
I think Florida State's on the same side.
Well, that doesn't I don't make know how that works. I don't know how ACC.
I'm an SEC guy.
I am too. I guess we'd have to do a little bit. You know, but I don't like the way that Big 12 does things. They just take the best two.
I like that. I look it a lot.
I mean, but think about this. If the best two, let's just say like last season, for
instance. It hurts your conference for playoffs.
Yes. It tremendously devastates it.
But the SEC's balling right now with five teams in the conference in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, just think about this. You have Bama, you have Georgia, you have Auburn, you have Florida.
LSU.
You have LSU. You have five top 10 teams. And
Somebody's about to get eliminated this
Saturday. Yeah, and it starts next week. Y'all play Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So Florida or Auburn's going to get knocked off. But then following that, this is what's insane to me, that I think more people need to look at Auburn's schedule and realize that they have had the toughest schedule for 2 years straight.
They should have the – I'm with this.
2 years straight.
I don't think the rankings should come out till October.
I like that. Like,
because who would you have number one according to big game wins?
Auburn.
Yep. It's got to be.
I don't understand why, like, why is anybody surprised that Alabama jumped Clemson after struggling with North Carolina? But listen, that doesn't even matter. Those numbers are irrelevant at this point. It doesn't matter if you're in the top 25 or not. You still have a stake because there's so much that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if North Carolina can almost take down Clemson, now granted, Mac Brown's there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hell of a coach. I love the two-point call.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that.
When you're
the
underdog,
the play that
he ain't supposed to be in the game, but you're like leading it, and they take the lead and the last, and you end up, all right, it's 20-21. What do we do here, coach? We're going for two.
We're not going to overtime.
We got to end this now.
Let's go ahead and get it now. I didn't like the triple option call. I'd rather see like a slant pass.
Yeah, that's
like
what
you
I was saying, man.
You know?
Like, something quick.
Yeah. Like, screw all the trickery, and you're not Army, okay? You don't.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, that's somebody you should never schedule. Yeah. I don't care if you're Bama, Ohio State, who it's risky. Put an out-of-conference Army on your regular schedule.
Yeah. You're
going to have a time of possession.
I respect people
who
do that. Yeah, time of possession. 60 minutes in the ball game, but Army is going to have it for 42 of those 60 at least.
And bore you.
Yeah, with their 3-yard game.
Speaking of, like, offenses, like, Alabama's done, like, became a Big 12 type team.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. But, like, it's because they score. Do they score fast?
It's Ruggs, man.
It's Ruggs, man. Chris is walking here.
But, look, check this out. Of all records broken this past Saturday, like, Tua broke several. But you had Devontae Smith, like, all time, like.
5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Is that guy? Yeah.
And then on top of Ruggs, and I'm like, Judas, like, I literally saw him, like, break somebody's ankles in half. Jerry Judy.
Yeah. Coming in the game, he was like, oh, man, put him up for Heisman. Judy be balling. But, Devontae Smith, he was the baller this past game. I've heard that, like, on the internets, that, like, the receiving core would be like rock, paper, scissors.
They do.
For like touchdown routes.
They do. Yeah.
That's quite fun. That's just a baller team when you can do that.
But they can.
Yeah.
And that's what's stupid scary. And what's so crazy is like even as young as the Alabama offensive line is that like, now granted, I'm not saying that they have played a Mississippi State or an Auburn or an LSU, like someone that traditionally has a really good defensive line and linebackers and hits the hell out of you. But even the running game has opened up. You know what I mean? Like, Najee and Robinson are really getting it done now.
For real?
They are. Like...
Well, Najee was my Heisman winner. I don't think that's going to happen.
Not in high strides, man. Like, it's not a lot, but you had, like, during the South Carolina game, you had that moment where Najee was like, get off me, little boy! You know?
Yeah.
And, like,
he leaped a guy, too.
Yeah, it was one big play, and I think that's going to continue to happen, but, like, the way I see Najee shaping up is it's going to be those moments during LSU, during maybe Texas A&M, during Auburn when you need a big play and you need someone to be electric.
Yeah.
Like, I think Najee's going to be the one that's going to be electric. I think it's going to come to that.
Is he good at pass blocking?
Yes. But, like, lately, look, the first three games, I critiqued it heavily. I don't know. You watched some of them with me. It's like he missed a lot of blocks. But also, the offensive line, weren't catching things.
So, man, we got this week. They're open, ain't they?
It's bye week.
Bye week.
Yeah.
Boo. Then they play
Texas A&M.
At
College Station, though.
I don't think there's Bama's going to win by, like, two touchdowns, at least, to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, let's project this. So where does Auburn go? Florida. Do y'all go to Gainesville?
Yeah.
That could be tough.
It could be tough.
Has Bo Nix experienced anything quite like that yet?
He went to A&M.
College.
Went to Cal.
Ah, that's not the swamp.
It's 100. It's bigger than Alabama.
I don't think it's swamp level, though. The way that
the sound is real high. It's like their upper deck stacked like on top of the bottom one, or like traps the noise in better.
Mm-hmm.
Swirl around.
Yeah.
But Florida's a weird team to me. Ranked number 9.
I don't think they deserve it.
I don't buy into that.
I don't either.
And I think, man, as an Auburn fan, I'm getting too confident. Like I told you before yesterday, I had to go to work during the Auburn game. Auburn State. And I said, I told you and your dad, I think Auburn's going to beat the brakes off Mississippi State.
You weren't wrong.
Because I seen like Gus Malzahn's press conference, and it seemed like that was a tough loss last year. And they had some motivation to beat the eyeballs out of Mississippi State. They hurt the dog.
Poor bully.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to hurting dogs or nothing like that. No. But I'm like, that's just like an omen to the game or whatever. Yeah, he fell into it. He didn't mean to. As an Auburn fan, I remember like in 1999, 2000 or something when they played Georgia.
And a receiver
caught a touchdown pass in the end zone, and he went to the back of it to like slow down, and the dog, like, he had to stop and jump up, jump back, like, because the bulldog, like, tried to bite him.
Yeah. Good thing.
You remember that?
I do.
That's cool.
They actually brought that up after that happened.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Look at me. I could be the ESPN producer.
Wouldn't be hard, man. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. I missed a fun game.
I think
my brother said it was boring to him, but like, man, I watched so many stressful Auburn games. National Championship 2010. We're battling Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like, it was 8 stressful games that year.
The whole season was stressful, man.
Yeah. So, I would have enjoyed yesterday's game, or 5 days ago, or whatever.
And then I would say welcome to my world, because that's like the past 5 games for me being, like, I don't know, even all of last season, except with the playoff.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a season of, I'm just going to kick back, relax, and I wonder how many points they're going to get, you know?
Yeah. But,
with Ole Miss, they scored 31.
I know.
But they didn't deserve it.
They got one of those little touchdowns at the end where they got, like, backups and stuff in.
Yeah.
Like, State got one of those. I hate those because when I see, like, a beatdown, I just, like, hey, crash!
It's not a true reflection.
Are you like that, though?
I am, too. Like, I really...
Especially with, like, defense. I just want, like,
realistically, man, points. I wanted Alabama to beat Ole Miss 65-3.
Yeah.
That's what the score should have been.
Yeah. But,
Like, I want complete annihilation.
Yeah,
like,
but you got to put those backups in.
Yeah. And I like that, man, because, like, Alabama defensively isn't deep.
Yeah. I wish they put, like, all backups in and let the quarterback throw.
And we kept two in for almost four quarters.
You don't need to do that.
No, we do.
We do?
We do. I like this. It's like we kept a lot of starters in late into the fourth. You know why?
Why?
They haven't done that yet. And what happens down the road when they haven't done it for a game?
They get tired. Is that what you're saying?
They don't know what it feels like to play that full four. Yeah. So they need to be there. Yeah. They need to experience it. And, like, screw Ole Miss. I remember Ole Miss, like, ripping down goalposts and crap after beating us 3 years ago or whatever, however long ago it was.
Yeah, I don't like that storm in the field. You know those internet
albums. I think that's the most classless thing you can do.
Yeah, they put that picture of, like, Auburn at the kick six storming the field with the Ole Miss and whoever else. I'm like, Auburn just, it's their rival. We get the reason to do it. Man, I don't blame. That's college kids. Hey, you give them a chance to storm the field, they're going to storm the field.
Alabama wouldn't.
Auburn has twice. 2017 Iron Bowl and 2013 kick six. Like, kick six one, I don't blame. I felt like I wanted to flip cars over them, set them on fire, and I hate those people that do that. But I just felt like, let's go! Yeah! You know what I mean?
But Alabama would never do that.
And then one of my buddies, Will, he's sitting over there. I looked at him to my left. I said, are you crying right now? He said, he nodded yes. And it was tears of joy. That's like one of the only times I ever saw that in my life. You ever saw someone just cry tears of joy?
You hang around me long enough and you will.
I never saw that. Just,
I don't know.
I don't
man.
Know. That's the only one I can think of. That was so beautiful to him.
I've done it like twice. But it was at like festivals.
Like, he really rocked that solo.
No, man. I remember, I don't think anybody caught it. I was with Sid. But I remember when we walked down, like the night that Jack White was closing, like Bill Street out.
Yeah.
I cried that night.
Dang.
Two times. And that, like right when he started playing like Seven Nation Army, I was like,
boom, boom, boom.
Crap.
I am witnessing some music.
I get
history.
To see this.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not even a man crush. Like if I met Jack, it probably would just be like me meeting you. Like I wouldn't like be jumping for joy, but it was, I have been listening to the White Stripes for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And to see, you know, it's Jack White's solo act, and him to do that. He not only done that, he done Rack and Tour songs, and he done other project songs. But like, right when I heard that, I lost my shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I've saw the White Stripes, man.
That's dope, man.
That when Icky Thump came out. It was before Icky Thump.
Icky Thump is dope.
It was when like the single was out.
Yeah.
I love the White Stripes. That's my favorite Jack White.
Yeah,
I just love the simplicity. It just feels like so simple and heavy.
I've cried over sports before too, though.
I've cried over sports, but the other way around.
Like it was the happiest. Like I remember, they've been doing this for almost 10 years now. In Brian Denny, it's like they done that Lord of the Rings theme that.
Lord's
and then they had like Paul Bear Bryant's voice coming up over, and it's like talking about championship shit, and like then it just shows all the big plays over history. I remember the first time I saw that, I was in the stadium, and it was the first year they'd done it, and I think I was like 17.
It's before the game starts.
Yeah,
just a good montage.
It's the prep,
like,
you know.
Yeah, and get you fired up. Let's go.
And I remember, I remember like wiping a tear out of my eye, and I was like, oh man, this is too much.
I wonder who it's made by. You think it's like a some film part of Alabama?
Yeah, definitely. I think the students done that.
Because I've seen like hype videos for Auburn before like the season starts, from like previews, like highlights from last year and stuff. And kick six, we always fall on that. Like it's kick six equals five national championships. Yeah. I'm just like, this. I don't need to see it no more.
Yeah.
But those hype videos, they always had like, it was called like Snow Day Productions or something. And I was like, That's Auburn, probably. The college students probably made that awesome production.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, man.
Yeah.
Let's project this thing. Okay, Ohio State, are they going to go undefeated?
I don't know, man. Do they play Wisconsin?
Yes, they're going to play Wisconsin.
Okay. Did you see Wisconsin last night?
No.
They had some, or whatever night ago it was. But they cosplay the Target employees with their uniforms. They like the khaki brown pants and solid red jerseys with white numbers.
What does that got to do with beating Ohio State?
I was just saying. Somebody said that on the internet. Somebody's like, you know what? They are cosplaying Target employees. Okay. But, like, before their last game, I don't know how much rushing yards they had on them that last game, but before that, what, they're 4-0. They had, like, 96 total rushing yards on their defense. 96, Allen. That's, I don't want to do the numbers, the math, that's and like, all that.
That's like allowing 18 a game.
One carry, 4 inches.
Yeah. That's like 18 a game.
I don't know how many carries. It's been people that like try to run on. You can't do it. You can't.
So maybe Ohio State won't. We're talking Big Ten here. Yeah. So you're thinking Wisconsin or Ohio State.
Yeah. Okay. Who else we got out of that conference?
That's it.
Michigan put a beat down on somebody yesterday, but Michigan's pretend.
They've already lost.
Yeah.
They've already screwed the pooch. Who did
they lose to? They got the eyeballs beat out of them. Who was that? They got beat 35 to nothing or something.
It was another top 10 team, and they were pulling those stats up on Harbaugh. It's like, he's atrocious at this. Look, he's atrocious.
Coaches take jobs too quick, man. And he's the example. And Chip Kelly's the example.
Over at UCLA?
Yeah. Like, some coaches can be great at a university.
I think that Urban Meyer at USC will be fine.
Yeah, but he's a chameleon. Everywhere he goes, he's a winner. He beat Alabama with Utah. But that was one of those Alabama bowl games. They were supposed to make the national championship and didn't.
And didn't give a shit about it.
Yeah, but they, like, beat them pretty bad, though, for Bama. Then he went to Florida and won 2 national championships and won 1 Ohio State, and he'll go to USC and probably win 1. I don't know, man. He's got medical problems, dude. I, like, hear that, like, he's... The medicine he has to take, he has, like, short-term memory loss or something. So that ain't cool.
I don't know either. You know,
but like, are you putting Ohio State up there, and you'll like
if they get past Wisconsin, sure. Now check this out. Let's go to the Big 12. The only thing worth talking about is Oklahoma.
Dun, 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 dun. Whatever that song is gets on my nerves watching the game.
Gets on my last damn nerves, man. But yeah, I remember seeing them beat us in New Orleans. I don't want to revisit that, but
I mean they beat Auburn in New Orleans too. I don't know how 4 years ago, 5.
But the only thing I got for them is Jalen, man. I love Jalen, but
yeah.
Let's think about this. Like Jalen had a hell of a game with Texas Tech this past week, and they still do not impress
dude,
me.
He
though.
Had like 409 passing yards at the beginning of the third quarter,
and he's still not impressed. He knows because he's been in the SEC. He says it in interviews that.
Need to be better.
This is not where we have to be. This is not it.
Yeah.
This is not the standard.
Yeah.
We're good for here. We're not good for anywhere else.
Jay's been coached up by Saban, man. Saban got his business socks on. He's all business.
Independent, Notre Dame. It doesn't matter. Anybody that goes to the playoffs, they'll stump a mud hole in them.
Yeah. Notre Dame's tough. They just, I don't know. They played Georgia pretty tough. And Georgia got those LED lights, by the way, like y'all got.
Mm-hmm.
And they did them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty snazzy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Alabama ain't get to do them because they play.
They ain't had a night game yet. They'll do it for that LSU if CBS don't buy it.
Oh, man. So, who you got in Auburn at, and LSU, because that game's coming up. If we get past Florida, like I think, Auburn should.
I think Auburn will get past Florida. Florida will take that W with Auburn LSU.
I think it's Florida, bye week, Ole Miss, LSU.
Man, it really depends, man. Like, LSU scares yeah. me, man.
Yeah.
I think that, like, LSU can beat Auburn. And I also believe that they could beat Alabama. But I would take it further than that. Like, I think that LSU could beat the hell out of each one of them.
I don't think they'd beat the hell out of them.
I don't know, man. The only thing out of LSU that has been missing since probably Mettenberger, and Mettenberger didn't have anything to back him up, was, and Joe Burrow has developed. I understand that Joe Burrow
is a new offensive coordinator.
They have an offensive coordinator now, and that Joe Burrow has developed as a quarterback. And when LSU has a quarterback, they already have a hell of an offensive line.
Yeah.
They don't have the best receivers, but they've got good receivers. And they always have a great running back. And so LSU is hell.
Yeah. But it's just weird to me that, like, LSU and Alabama, these SEC teams are just slinging the ball around. Just slinging the ball around and getting scored on, but never, like, nervous about the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's like, it's Auburn over here. With the D. Come strong with the D.
It's a lot of
that. But that's what scares me as an Auburn fan at the same time. Because if there's a weakness on the D, good luck running the ball. But you could maybe pass.
But you asked me what I thought about Auburn and LSU. I think this. The game is played where?
It's played at Baton Rouge.
That's not good.
It's not good. They ain't won there since like 1999 or something.
That's not good.
I think it's 20 years.
But I believe this, is that if Auburn can produce the turnovers as they have been, and when Auburn has the ball, there's this part of me that just has confidence that they may not score a touchdown, but they'll have a good drive and they'll run a lot of clock out.
And, like, get the field of possession battle.
And that's something rare for Auburn. Because, like, traditionally for me, like, I can't stand watching Auburn because it makes my stomach sick.
Oh, for real?
Like, because it's stressful, right?
Yeah.
But, like, man, like, this season is different. Like, you got Booby and you got the other running back. Can't think of his name right now. And
Schwartz is a receiver.
And you got Schwartz and you got
Seth Williams.
You got so many weapons and, like, even, like I say, I think,
man, he's got so many weapons. That's what I like about Malzahn this year. It's like, I think I predicted it. They backed him in the corner. He's like a rat. And he got, okay, put me in this corner.
I love their coaches, and I love the culture that they're building. It's like a family, man.
It is family, dude. AU family. And you have Bama Nation, because Bama Nation goes everywhere.
Yeah.
You see pictures of a cat in Oregon on a tractor.
Yeah.
Road tiling it up.
Yeah.
Road tied all up.
I do like that because, like, you had the basketball coach, man. Like, they're Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like the whole athletic department and, like, somebody erects Kevin Steele a statue because them boys from Auburn are tackling.
Yeah.
Open field tackles, son. They are killing it.
I can't stand the internet and seeing these Auburn fans being negative.
You should take Gatewood. They get scored on. They scored 17 points.
It's just like so. Everybody on the internet looks for negativity. I'm like, let's appreciate this start we got going this season, y'all.
Yeah.
And you talking about AU family? Look at the coaches. There's proof within there, that coaching staff. Running backs coach. Played running back at Auburn. Linebacker coach. Played linebacker at Auburn. Wide receiver coach, played wide receiver at Auburn.
Yeah.
Cody Burns, Travis Williams, Cadillac Williams.
Let's get off the Auburn train. I see Bama, A&M, they're going to triumph over that.
Yeah. Where's that game at?
It's at College Station.
Cool.
And then the next big game is LSU.
Yeah.
I think they'll win that. LSU comes to Bama. You know, I think it'll be tough. I really do.
Do you think LSU's going to be undefeated? Because that's part of my route, too. Like,
That's my thing is, like, I know Auburn goes there first, but, dude, I really do believe that LSU's going to beat y'all.
I do, too. That's.
But I think it may be a round-robin thing.
Yeah, that's my prediction, too.
I think it's Auburn beats LSU.
No, Bama, you said LSU beats Auburn.
It's LSU beat Auburn. It is Bama
beat LSU.
And then in the Iron Bowl, like, Auburn gets Bama. And then we have that same anomaly that we had happen last season because I don't think that Auburn could beat Georgia.
You don't?
I don't. I think Bama or LSU could beat Georgia, but I don't think Auburn can.
See, my prediction was Auburn loses to LSU. Bama beats LSU. Auburn beats Georgia. And Auburn beats Alabama. That's just me. That's my prediction as of today.
Yeah. So now that we're more weeks into the season.
Yeah. 5-0. Both our teams.
All of us are 5-0. And, like, playoff projections, man. Let's, that's why I wanted to talk about
Big 10, Big 12. If it's that close, though, man.
Big 12.
Do you get a same division of the same conference, two of them in there?
I think you do again.
Like,
I think you do again.
I don't never like that because, like, one of them had a cheat code where they didn't have to go to the conference championship.
Shut your face.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't like that algorithm they got going where, like, well, they didn't even win their own division. But they're national champions.
But they were the best team.
Yeah, but they wouldn't, according to the division.
But it didn't matter.
It does to me.
Look, man, let me tell you this. It's like the only reason they didn't go to the championship game in SEC is because Auburn snuffed them out at the end. And it was a round robin.
I was just talking about in general.
Round robin like you were talking.
Yeah.
And just so happened that the fold fell toward Auburn. Are we not going to allow a team? And I'm not just saying this because I'm a Bama fan. I would say the same for LSU.
Yeah, you're right. Where the best team should play for being the best.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking of the Big 12 championship and, like, have four, your major conferences and those four teams play. The champions are champions.
Yeah.
And it'd probably be lopsided.
Yeah. Now, realistically, I do not believe that – like, I personally, if you wanted to do a playoff, like, this is why I don't have a problem with a six team. I'd prefer a four, but I believe that three of the four would always, like, four would come from the SEC.
Yeah. I mean, got five in the top 10 right now.
You know what I mean? Because Pac-12 ain't packing nothing.
I mean, you got Auburn, Alabama, LSU, and Georgia. Those are pretty stout teams.
They're bad stout, and they just beat each other up in the regular season. And then, like, that's why I like that. I know it's horseshit because I'm an Alabama fan, but I like that Alabama didn't even go to the SEC championship game, and Auburn went on to lose to Georgia, and then Alabama and Georgia both went, because I believe you're right. Those are the four best teams. I don't think anybody got it wrong, and obviously didn't, because Alabama rose out of the playoff to win it all. So who can say that they're wrong? They beat the four supposed best, but they lost to their rival.
Mm-hmm. I mean, injuries. That's a thing, too.
That is a thing, man.
Auburn, that year, they beat them 2017.
We had a lot of crap going on, man.
Auburn's only running back, their ball carrier, the main guy, Kerryon Johnson, playing at the Lions right now. Hurt in the Iron Bowl.
Hurt him.
So, SEC championship was pretty much over with. Yeah. So, that's a factor, too.
You see that.
We're figuring this thing out.
Yeah, we're going to get this thing right. Who
are we having a playoff? You got Ohio State, Bama.
Playoffs? Look, I got we're looking here. We're coming out of week six, right?
State, Bama. We're going in week six.
Playoff potential.
Potential.
I have Clemson.
Got Clemson.
Cause they got a doo-doo schedule.
ACC.
Ohio State. I have the winner of the Big 12, which I believe will be Oklahoma.
Go on, Jalen.
And
the ACC is tough.
But that Big 12 swing may come down to what we were talking about. If we have that swing in the West, like wherever, where LSU, Auburn, and Alabama beat each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it goes that way and Auburn beats Alabama in the Iron Bowl. I have Auburn going to the SEC Championship and losing to Georgia.
Jolly.
And you have Georgia and Alabama going to the playoff again.
Interesting.
And then I have Alabama winning it all.
Clemson ain't got that D-line no more.
Ooh.
Georgia's supposed to have a good offensive line, so that hurts Auburn's biggest advantage in that game.
If Auburn was to win the West, it's like y'all already played Georgia, knowingly that you're going to have to play Georgia again. Because I believe you'll beat Florida, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn plays Georgia. Luckily, y'all have them in Jordan-Hare, which I would say is the toughest place to play in America in college football today.
Who else would you put there?
Number two?
You know, it's one game a season. Penn State, the wideout.
Yeah, that's a tough place.
Where were we? Who did you have in the playoff? You had Ohio State. You had Georgia, Bama, and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Bama winning.
With potential of Oklahoma. Depending on how the season goes out. Like, Georgia won't even be mentioned.
Well, if
Bama wins the West.
Who you got Oklahoma getting beat by?
I don't.
Well, they're in there. They're going to put out Georgia.
But they had to play Texas twice. I think that the only loss that Oklahoma will sustain, if they sustain a loss, will be when they play Texas in the Red River Shootout or when they play Texas again in the Big 12 Championship.
Well, they're definitely not getting in then.
If they lose in the championship, no. But I think that it'll be just like last season. I think that Texas will pull a feather out of their rear end. And they'll pull out beating Jalen Hurts and Oklahoma there, and they'll face off again. Then Jalen will beat the hell out of them in the Big 12 Championship. That's what I think. That's what I think.
All right. Well, let's go to break right quick.
Tight.
This message is brought to you by...
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
That was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Here is Flow by Sean James.
Flow. caught in a monstrous sea. Yeah, you won't be able to think. Yeah, and it's there you won't learn what I know. That all of this world will fade. You gotta learn to let it all go. Oh, and flow like the river. Flow.
Commercial.
Yeah.
Hey!
Coming back to you from the break.
Yep.
How's that treat ya?
It's a good commercial.
Yeah.
What you got looking forward to in music?
Music? Dude, just this past week, so much has happened, man. Like, this past Friday, Sturgill Simpson put his new album out. Whiskey Myers has a new album out. Oh, man. The list goes on. Look, this is...
Oh, I seen some stuff on Facebook. You got your country going on, don't you?
Yeah,
like
I do,
your true
man.
Country. Yeah. I think I seen your old brother Kobe.
That's right.
Screenshotted like an iTunes or some of like four
right.
country albums.
That's
was
right.
like, what a great day.
Sturgill ain't so country anymore, though, brother. Sturgill done set the car on fire.
Wait, he in a pop game?
That ain't pop.
I don't know. What's he doing?
I ain't gonna tell you anything about it. Just go check it out, man. Just look for that album with the burning car, man. Go see it for yourself.
Ooh, it's got a burning car on it.
That's right.
Is he a Lakers fan?
Oh,
they won the championship.
But elsewhere, man, I've got a lot going on musically that I'm excited about.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. All right, you want to start out?
Me and music? I'm looking forward to this new Kanye. I'm trying to look for it. It's supposed to be, according to the internet, it's supposed to like want to be those surprise drops on a Friday, like a Thursday night to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that works?
I do.
Like secretive stuff.
Mm-hmm. Didn't happen.
I think he was supposed to do that, and it didn't happen. Sunday service. Have you seen this Kanye church?
Tell me more.
It's like church, dude, but with singing. It's like a concert.
Okay, so you're...
It's like he's maybe starting a cult, the way it looks to me. It looks like a cult of like, hey...
I'll be honest with you, that's somebody I want to sit down and talk to, and not just for like 30 or 45 minutes. Like, I want to talk to him for about 3 hours. You know what I mean?
He's not very interesting in, like, interviews to me.
I wouldn't interview
he's
him.
Like, he's shut off, dude.
I wouldn't interview him. I just want to talk to him.
I did, yeah, if I interviewed him, you said you ain't going to interview, but if, like, I talked to him, I'd, what shows you watch there, dude?
Yeah.
You watch college football? You watch wrestling?
Oh,
you're just like, what does he really do? Kanye's watching NFL Sunday.
I don't know. I don't know if Kanye's a sport
fan
or not.
Kanye's seen a Hollywood premiere of a big movie. Like, I've never seen that. All I see is Kanye music, Sunday service, and shoes. You see his new shoes?
I don't like them. They're like bad shoes.
Oh, those are his last shoes. He's pranking the internet, dude. With like, hey, these lame shoes, I'm going to make them expensive and get a bunch of money. So you're talking about the dad shoes. That's his second shoe, I think. Or he had a Nike for like one shoe. I didn't never seen it. But it was the Yeezys. I like the Yeezys. I ain't buy them. They're like $500, $800. Then the second shoe was the dad shoe off the Billy Eilish video. You know what I'm talking?
I do.
But the new ones, it's like a Croc shoe. You know the Crocs.
Yeah.
But it's like a shoe.
Yeah.
That's his newest one. It's ugly as hell.
I probably
But it's probably gonna make it cool. It's gonna be celebrities wear it.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. That's the thing. It's like hate, if you will, but dude, you're still gonna buy it.
Mm-hmm. It's just out there.
It's out there. Put it out there all the time. See it. Anything?
It's in a video. Oh, it's in another video. Oh, I'm starting to understand.
Is that what they call the Mandela effect?
Doo-doo-doo-deep. The Mandela effect. It's coined after Nelson Mandela. You may remember him from the apartheid period during the 80s in South Africa. A lot of people believe that he died in the 80s in prison. Well, he didn't. In 93, he won a Nobel Peace Prize, and he didn't die until December 5th, 2013. But many people remember him dying in the 80s. That is the Mandela effect. It's this false memory. Now, think about this. The Monopoly Man. Does he have a monocle or not? He doesn't. Pikachu. Is the tip of his tail black or not? It's not. Fruit Loops. How's it spelled? Is it F-R-U-I-T or is it F-R-O-O-T? It's the second. To go to movies. Remember, a lot of people remember Sinbad being a genie? He wasn't. Remember, it was Shaq and Kazam. But a lot of people remember Sinbad. Interview with a Vampire. That's not the title. It's Interview with the Vampire. That was that movie with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise. Remember that one? Also, in music, We Are the Champions. A lot of people don't remember the way the ending goes. It is not, we are the champions of the world. That's not how it ends, but that's the way we believe it to end. And as you're thinking about it, you probably think that I'm wrong, but go look for yourself. It does not end that way. Curious George does not have a tail. And so those are just a few of the Mandela effects. It's used all the time. It's used in marketing. As Kyle was talking about, I believe that it is flooded in your mind to remember certain things for you to relate what your life and what you should have to that. That's the way that's used there with maybe music videos with the latest trends of fashion or possibly in music or commercials. There was a movie where a guy would put on glasses and he could see through the billboards. Let me know what that is. I'm not going to tell you what it is. If you remember that movie, let us know on our social media. Drop it on the YouTube comments, where he would put on the glasses and he could see through the billboard and he could see, like, the actual message. Don't think. You know what I'm talking about. It was a crazy movie. So that is the Mandela effect. But even this happens. I remember just hanging out with friends, and we'll go back and think about memories from times gone by, maybe 10 years ago. And they'll recall something, a party maybe, or a trip. And I know I wasn't there, but they drew me in. Whether the experience was good or bad, they remembered my being there even though I wasn't there. And so in their memory, I'm there. But I wasn't. Has that ever happened to you? These are ideas of the Mandela effect and how false memory. It could be like this. If I were to ask you, just think about a lawyer in questioning. If you stole a wallet. Now, what shade of blue was the wallet? Well, right there, he's trying to already get you to admit to having some known knowledge about the wallet. Well, if you can elaborate on the shade of blue, well, you're already pinning yourself in, even if it wasn't blue. And if you say it wasn't blue, what have you done? Same as down with politics. And so we have to be careful of the way that people approach us with questions, because we may trap ourselves without even thinking about it. All right, back to the show.
James Hetfield's in rehab. That sucks.
Metallica.
Yeah, he don't seem like the person that should be in rehab. He seems like he's old enough to be over that, but he just, like, re-entered Friday.
For what?
I don't know, dude. It was like Google trending. James Hetfield rechecks into rehab. I'm like, what? I thought he was straight.
That's incredibly hard to believe with, like, the road that they've had. Like you said, it's like...
They canceled tour and stuff, man.
The light is always... Art is already outside the tunnel. Like, he's already done it. Like, he's already arena rock.
Yeah.
Like, what are you... What is it, you know? But, like, I mean, literally, it's still a person.
You know, just don't seem like somebody, like, 50-something or whatever, and goes back into rehab.
Sure. But, I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, it can happen. I mean, obviously, it did happen. So I'm not going to throw any shade. I don't know what's going on.
No, I ain't going to throw no shade. Like, please hurry up and get out of rehab and make a new album.
I don't know, man. I'm stuck on 80s Metallica. I haven't really
stuck
been.
On that, but I'm like...
You don't understand, though. Like, it may be 10 years from now, you don't have no more Metallica, and you can always have that. That you didn't. That may be better from when you listen to it now. You ever been that way with an album? Have you ever been that way with that? Like a CD you bought?
I have been that
and
way.
And then, like one song, ooh. Then you, like, buried it after, like, a month. Then, like, broke it out of a CD case and put it in your truck. And, like, there are 12 bangers on here.
Yeah.
And I did not understand.
Yeah. Let me tell you the first one. First time it happened, it was Black Keys with Brothers.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Which
man.
One's that one? What's the singles we got going?
That is Howling for You. That's Tighten Up. That's My Next Girl. That's Everlasting
Oh,
Light.
That album is ballin'. That I bought that at Target, and I was like, bangers.
But
everywhere.
But at first. At first, man, it was only the first five tracks.
That's Lonely Boy. No, it ain't.
No, it ain't Lonely Boy. Lonely Boy is next.
Oh, the bangers I'm talking about is El Camino. Which one are you talking about? Brothers.
Yeah, Brothers.
I'm clicking on
it. It's the black album that says
this
is...
Don't Play.
This is the Black Keys. This album is called Brothers. It's all black, white, and red.
I should look this up on iTunes, not YouTubes. The El Camino was fire.
But, like, when you go what back on, like, discography of Black Keys, like, I don't know, Rubber Factory? Magic Potion?
Magic Potion is my introduction album.
Them boys has been good for years, man.
Yoke Touch.
Let me give you another one. How about Rise Against? Are you familiar?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I never got into them like I got in Black Keys.
There were several banger albums by Rise Against, and it wasn't even like, it took me going back. It was, Siren Songs of the Counterculture. That was like their fourth album. That album was a damn banger. Also, like, their follow-up, Up to Now, and even, like, when I just like Rise Against. Like, I've never said that on the podcast, but... Can I just tell you that I'm a huge Rise Against fan?
Yeah, you can. I ain't gonna, like, hit you or anything.
Like, you can. I'll put my own. You can hit me right there on the shoulder. But, like, dude, I love Rise Against.
I mean, if
like, I don't know how that is. Like, we're 94.
He was like an early Justin Bieber fan, and it's like,
I don't know how it never came up. But I love Rise Against. Rise Against is this shit.
You get a Rise Against tattoo on your face.
No, man. I'm not. I don't brand myself.
All right,
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going to do that. But Rise Against is dope.
Cool.
That would be another... Let me tell you another album.
You didn't get Rise Against at first?
It wasn't the fact that I didn't get them. It was the fact that I never sat down and listened to the album in its entirety.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I sat through their albums, I was like, the whole thing is good.
You might have had somebody riding with you on the
no,
way back.
Nobody helped me with riding. I didn't have anybody...
I think I had that effect. I bought a Modest Mouse album, and I was like...
Oh, that's another good example.
Yeah, that's my example.
That's a good one. What album would it be?
What's that one album? What is their main album? The one with the...
I popped my car into
oh,
a
that's
cop
float
car.
On. That's Float On. That's a Float On. Float On album. Yeah. What was that? That had Good Times Are Killing Me. That had... Oh, man.
Good News for Bad People?
Yeah, that's the album.
No,
that's the good news. That is the album.
Because it had...
good news for people who love bad news or something.
Yeah. Because...
Get out of here!
That was the album opener. Yeah, you're right.
So we can't
Modest
play
Mouse
it.
Is a good example of that.
I think Donner was riding with me. Like, this sucks. Like, you know what? It does. Break that boy out like 3 years later or whatever. I'm like,
banger.
Yep.
Movies,
man. We got Joker coming.
That's true.
Joaquin.
What do you think about this? Is like the stint of another Joker movie coming out since The Dark Knight, with everybody already like pressing that this doesn't need to be in theaters for maybe the fact that there will be shootings.
You can't live life like that. You can't live life in fear. Right. What you gonna do is just sit at home? Everybody gonna sit at home? Miss the movie? That's media controlling your mind, man. It's mind control.
Sheeple.
Yep.
Gather round, sheepa.
Shoot up the Joker, man. What? No. Quit. It's lame.
But that's the hype. Now,
it's like the okay symbol. The hand gesture. Okay. I never use that. I'm a thumbs up guy. But okay means white power now.
I do hang out. Hang loose.
I mean, you don't do that. It was like, hey, man, you good? You don't hang loose it. Do you?
I'll hang loose
it. I do a thumbs up, buddy.
I hang loose it.
I mean, I hang loose it. Just like I'm hanging loose. My right hang here. Loose hand gesture is like, what's up? That's how I use it.
I'm just
Joker
loose.
Movie, man. You scared to go watch it?
No, I'll go watch it.
We popping a wheelie up in there.
It'll be Sunday.
On one of those old, tiny, big wheel, front wheel bikes.
Tight.
May need one. Both of us leaning back real hard.
Whatever it takes.
I looked this up on Amazon. They're like $5,000.
Never mind. I'm not doing that.
I really want one.
Not giving five for anything.
Yeah.
All right. Now, with the Joker, with Joaquin, with his past three roles, possibly more, there's a sense that he is overacted ever since then.
He's a character actor. What do you mean overacted? It's not in much movies.
That's the beef. I'm just bringing this up. What are your thoughts on this?
Joaquin's going to knock it out of the park.
Is he going to overdo it?
No. This is character development. This is going back to how the Joker was made. I can tell by the previews. Robert De Niro's a talk show. He's going to be like a comedian that goes on that talk show as a director, a regular person, and they're going to boo him out the place. And he's going to hate. Hey, I hate all y'all. I'm becoming the Joker. And he slowly develops into Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the bad guy's going to be in this movie. Society, I guess.
Society, yeah. Maybe the gangsters.
Yeah.
But I don't think Batman... I think if Batman is even introduced, it'll be like... it'll be just a shadow.
Batman is supposed to be like 2 or 3 years from now. The Batman, I think it's going to be called... With your boy Robert Pattinson.
It's not my boy.
I think he's going to be a good Batman.
I don't have any beef what do you with think? Him being Batman.
Look, I did it first. I'll be honest with you. I did it first. I'm like Twilight Boy.
Twilight thing?
But ever since, he's got stuff like, look up his IMDb. He's got like a lot of independent stuff.
You know what I think is sad?
That's like going to make him a real
think
good
about
actor.
Radcliffe or whatever.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, so he was making his way out of Harry Potter.
Yeah, and they just think Harry Potter.
And now he's going back to Harry Potter.
Yeah. He's going back to...
They're going to do another Harry Potter,
man.
Oh, man,
you can't do that, bruh.
They're bringing original...
You can't do
they're
that.
They're bringing original cast back, man.
Emma Roberts up in here.
Emma Roberts? Hermione?
Yeah, I never watched those.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
If you like fantasy.
I'm just not a fantasy fan. My fantasy's Child's Play and stuff like that, and horrors.
Okay.
We got that coming up. That'd probably be a review.
It will be a review.
I hope it's not 6 hours long.
That's why we're not seeing it in theaters.
We got Three from Hell. I went and saw that coming up.
Saving that.
I know. I'm just saying. You see Cobb on here.
in a future episode. It drops like October 14th or 15th on DVD and Blu-ray, digital, for everybody to watch. I done seen it. Me and Brother Webb.
Brother Webb.
Yeah. Me and him went and saw it in Birmingham. It was filmed in like 1,000 theaters for 3 nights. The third night they played Devil's Rejects, then Three from Hell. It was a great night. I'll give my opinions later.
Tight.
R.I.P. Sid Haig, Captain Spaulding.
My fist.
Wait a way to end.
Thank you.
I ain't like it that sucks dude was he in died.
His 80s,
like,
man.
It sucks he died, but like he ended with his most iconic character.
He did.
And it took, I heard it was a battle to get him to come in and film that little part for the new movie.
Let's save that for another day when we got Danny. When we got Webb.
He's in there like an hour. Who knows? Maybe he's in there for 5 seconds.
We'll see.
We'll see. What's wrong, kid? You don't like clowns? Aren't we freaking funny?
Anything else to do, Brother Cobb?
Nope.
Signing out. This has been another episode of Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan.
Who knew?
I'm Cobb. We'll see you later.
Peace.
News and notes. I believe I answered Cobb's question poorly about that album that was just like bad at first and you come back to later and it was good. The Black Keys Brothers album was always good. It was the fact that I would always just put it in to hear the hits. You know, I'd put it in here, Tighten Up and Howling for You. It wasn't until later that I would listen to the entirety and starting at Everlasting Light and ending on These Days and like appreciate the album in its entirety, and then going back over of pretty much all Black Key albums and doing the same thing, which is just good. They're good. If you haven't listened to Black Keys, go do that. Other albums that come to mind, Radiohead albums. Sometimes I took a couple of sits. Unwritten Law, that took some sits. Rise Against, that took some sits sometimes, especially in the earlier. I'm not that hardcore. And earlier they were, and they still are, but like it kind of eased up a little bit to me. I believe Cobb was right with Modest Mouse. Say Anything. In Defense of the Genre took so long for me to get into. And now I love it. Now I like Say Anything. Well, this has been an episode of College Football, Music, Mandela Effect, and Artist Discovery. You've been listening to Sean James off and on this entire time. And now we're going to close this show down with The Thief and the Moon. It's another episode of Porch Talk. I'm getting out of here. All right. Peace out.
Said the thief to the moon, I'll extinguish your light soon. I'll put an end to all the light that you shed on this world in its darkened state. Said the moon to the thief, you alone light of what you seek. You're doomed the world to wander the night with no light to guide the paths that men seek. Oh, but all the wealth in the world will be mine without a means of very existence is a earth will rise up and devour all that you are. The skies call for yourself to blame.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.